Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, on today's I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, me and G Moody, last name rhymes with Duty.
Yep.
Break down the Jamel Hill suspension. Mike Pence leaving the games.
Get the fuck off.
Jerry Jones taxidermy. A special visit from Bizarro Jamel Hill. Yep. And
live from Rosa Parks Boulevard in the D.
Bizarro Baron Trump tells us what he would do for the pussy. Baron Trump gives the pussy challenge here on a brand new I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. Stay tuned. All right, we got to talk about MyBookie now, okay? If you're watching the games, it's time to start making money. MyBookie is the industry-leading website that hooks you up with all your betting needs. And with their great odds, fast payouts, and decades of expertise, you bet with confidence. Your team doesn't even need to win. They just need to cover the spread. What are you waiting for? Lay down some cash and win big today. If you know your team sucks, do yourself a favor and bet against them. If they lose, they'll make you money, and if they win, you'll still be happy. But where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. That's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. They have in-game, live betting, and a mobile site that makes wagering on the go easier than ever. You could also check out their online casino if you'd rather just play a few hands of blackjack or roll a few dice and craps. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to 100% bonus. Use the promo code Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. It's very simple. Go to MyBookie.ag today. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast coming live and direct from the gloom tomb of New York City. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. White Mike, a.k.a. Bird, the senior fantasy football analyst of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. I'm in here with G Moody, last name rhymes with Duty, always ready G Monetti, and this is the motherfucking I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast coming live and direct right at your sternum. Right at your dome piece, sometimes when we get ready to do this here podcast, the guest list podcast, every now and then we'll have guests, but we don't rely on the guests.
Fuck no. How are you going to do that?
I love having a great guest. Absolutely. No doubt about it. But we're the show.
Right.
We don't need any tricks. We don't need any bells and whistles. We essentially are doing this raw dog without a bag.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But every now and then when there's a podcast, you could feel it in the air that this is going to be, that there's going to be a special one.
For sure.
And I have a feeling that today's is going to be one of these special ones.
Live from humid New York.
Yeah, humid New York City. You told me that the weather went down, now it's back up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not hot out, but it's humid.
October 9th is very muggy.
I would still consider this swamp ass season.
Nah, I don't fuck with that.
I'm sweating. I'm walking down the streets here in New York. I'm sweating. I want to give a shout out to the people in New York who have been giving me love for the podcast. It still trips me out. I know it trips Moody out.
Oh yeah.
When people
I got recognized in LAX sitting at a bar, drinking a beer before the flight. Motherfuckers came and tapped me on my shoulder, yo.
And said what?
I knew I recognized you. G Monetti, what's good? Good dude, took a picture. He loves the show.
I was in Washington Square Park. Somebody said, Gringo Mandingo. I was on the phone, or I would have came on and said, what's up to him? He said, Gringo Mandingo. Anyway, what can I say? I don't even know where to start. I'll just jump into this shit, man. First of all, we're not going to give my man... Fuck it. We'll just do this out of order, Miles. I want to give a shout out to Miles Davis, because before we go into this here, Miles Davis is engineering and producing the audiobook for This Book Has Balls.
Oh, right.
Sports Rants from the MVP of Talking Trash, my book, which I just finished recording the audiobook experience.
Damn.
I did my heavy lifting, and now it's on you, Miles Davis, the producer of the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast, to bring it to life. I must say this.
How was that experience
doing that? It's fucking challenging.
Yeah.
Okay, because it's tedious. And now I love doing it.
Right.
And I'm going to give a piece of information right now. The part of Phil Jackson in the two Phil Jackson chapters is played by the great Ron Perlman.
Oh, for real? Yeah.
He plays Phil Jackson in the chapter called The Eviction of Phil Jackson, an absurd one-act play. And he plays Phil Jackson in the other chapter titled The Bachelor of Montana.
The Bachelor, yeah.
But the recording, you can hear my voice is a little hoarse because it's really hard. It's like doing 45 podcasts because they're rants. Each chapter is some sort of rant. Even the more low-key ones, they're rants. And they're like, you know, the last chapter I recorded was 23 reasons why LeBron will never be like Mike. It's gorgeous.
I'm looking forward to hearing it. I haven't heard it.
And I recorded that at the infamous Electric Lady Studios right here in New York. Jimi Hendrix,
yeah. Electric Ladyland.
Electric Ladyland Studios right down on A Street.
Yep.
So I finished the recording process there. I did the fuck index.
What is that?
There's an index of all the times I say fuck in the book.
Oh, so a reader could look it up.
Yeah, like if you want to look up, you know, when he says fuck in regards to Marv Albert.
Oh.
Or when he says fuck face. Or when he says Donald Trump, you fuck. There's a couple of course, you fuck yous. There's so many fucks that I even was like, I was impressed with myself.
Mm.
So I just finished that, and that was the last thing I recorded. But Miles Davis, the producer, along with Jordan Winter.
The Asian Gordon Parks.
Yeah. He's got to do the fucking work. Now I'm done.
Yeah.
I barely have a fucking voice. But that being said, Miles, we're going to do this a little out of order. I want to jump the gun here to just get right into this classic, soon-to-be classic, instant classic, 5-mic Source Magazine-rated podcast. Cue the sick fuck of the week music.
Yeah. This award is earned, not given. It's called the Sick Fuck of the Week. This guy's really sick. Lock him up.
How could you do it?
Don't let him out.
Damn. You fucked the dog?
You what?
You fucked the dog?
Why would he fuck the dog? Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog?
What sick fuck?
The sick fuck of the week. It's earned.
Earned?
Not given. You did. What? No! No!
No! No!
Sick fuck of the week is an award that is earned, not given. Whoa, yes, it's an award that is earned, not given. And a lot of people saw this coming, but I don't think anyone knew that this guy would be the sick fuck of the week. Miami Dolphins offensive line coach Chris Forrester. Miami Dolphin offensive line coach Chris Forrester resigned after a video surfaced that he recorded of himself unfolding the bill, and then folding it back up, snorting 2.5 lines of that booger sugar, those gray skies, that Snow White.
Before a meeting.
Before a fucking meeting. Now, and then, you know, he's talking to the camera. It was like something out of an Oliver Stone movie.
Yeah.
Like, he's talking that shit. Apparently, he was sending this to his stripper mistress.
Yeah.
He's like, I miss you, baby. I love you. He was sniffing that shit. Like, he was yacked the fuck up.
Yo, he was gone. He was a cluckhead.
Sniffing that shit.
Uh-huh.
That true blue, clean white Miami booger sugar.
When shit like this comes out and you get caught dead to rights, you have to jump on the story. You have to save yourself embarrassment. When that comes out, I would have came out and said, clearly I have a problem. See, you get in front of it.
Right.
So you try to garner sympathy.
Right.
Clearly I have a problem. I'm going to get help. I hope the Dolphins will stand by me at this time. And clearly I'm an addict. See you guys later. Pray for me. Boom. That's it.
To keep his job.
Nobody would shame you because he came out and said he had a problem.
Right. Right. Well, he fucking resigned. It looked too wild.
Yeah. He's with a skeezer. Yeah. Vegas.
In Vegas or Miami?
She's a Vegas skeezer.
And now she said that the reason why she did that was because of the way the black football players are being
treated. She's the Angela Davis of strippers.
Boom. That's why the guy's the 2015-2016 podcast co-host of the year. That's just off the cuff.
Yes.
That's just off the cuff. I don't need to really say it to anybody else. Like, that's why the man is about to three-peat on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
She's a freedom-fighting stripper.
Yeah.
She probably unfolds the bill.
Yep. She did it as an act of revenge to see how the fans, the hypocrisy of the fans who will skewer a black player for anything. And she put this out and she was getting a whole bunch of excuses made for the coach online and this and that. So her point was true and she struck a chord with the Black Lives Matter movement.
Yes, yes. And my man here, who was unfolding the bill, the line coach. Now I will say this in his defense, he is the offensive line coordinator that's trying to protect Jay Cutler. And that could put a motherfucker on that book of sugar.
Yeah, yeah. Stress.
The stress.
Yeah.
Because Jay Cutler ain't shit.
Where's Kaepernick?
Jay Cutler ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
The Miami Dolphins, in my opinion, are the biggest disappointment of the football season because they have offensive firepower. Now, they've had injuries, but they ain't shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so congratulations, Chris Forrester. This is, of course, an award that is earned, not given. Of course, it is an award that is earned, not given. The second sick fuck of the week. This really bothered me. A 23-year-old man in Tampa Bay in Busch Gardens. Fat. Crazy looking. Like, looking like he got hit in the face with a shovel.
Hey.
In Tampa Bay. 23. Fat slob. Broke into a zoo and sexually assaulted a pink flamingo in front of horrified bystanders.
Oh, man. He raping a flamingo in
front of people. Yo, how?
yo.
Whacked out of your tree.
Ooh-wee. That's ooh-wee. He on that ooh-wee. You gotta be. That's not rational behavior. That's not regular shit. You gotta be on some type of substance. Mushrooms, ooh-wee, that Jerome, that Maurice.
That Jerome or that Maurice, yes. Yes, that's the second sick fuck of the week. The third sick fuck of the week. Sometimes the sick fucks come at the top of the show and it's just like boom, 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 boom.
Keep them coming.
The third sick fuck of the week. This is a callback because we gave her the sick fuck of the week a while ago. Roxanne Bouchon Straker. Roxanne Bouchon Straker. I know I'm not saying her name right. I'm not going to try to learn her name right. She was caught on videotape smacking a 95-year-old wheelchair patient-bound patient. She's a caregiver. She was smacking.
Shit.
Well, this fucking animal, she's going to jail. Okay? She's convicted. She's going to jail. She's been sent to prison. Again, this is the type of person where, like, a female, I don't know what the comparison is for the Wonder Bread bag treatment.
Right, right.
But this person deserves it.
Yeah.
Smacking a 95-year-old wheelchair-bound patient.
Man, if that's my mom's and I get wind of that, I'm at your house.
1 year in prison.
See, he's a sucker-ass judge.
Yeah, that's a sucker-ass judge. Yeah. That's a sucker-ass judge. This is another sucker-ass judge. And there is absolutely, positively nothing funny about this shit. This is a fucking disgusting thing, and everybody involved is sick.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Now, this is not funny in any way, shape, or form. A man raped a 12-year-old girl.
Right.
Garbage can. Christopher Murasalo. Probably already getting fucked in his ass, as he should be. Sorry to use that language.
Wonder Bread bag. Duh.
This piece of shit, Christopher Murasalo, was convicted of raping a 12-year-old girl, and now he was awarded joint custody of the child, despite being convicted of this rape and another sexual assault on the child. The judge has given Christopher Murasalo parenting time and joint legal custody of an 8-year-old boy after a paternity test found out he was the father.
Right, of the girl that he raped. Like,
obviously, this guy's sick fuck.
Man, but the judge is the worst.
The judge is a sick fuck.
Right, right. How you have compassion for an animal. See, this is why no one respects the law. This is why there's protests in the streets, because you don't administer the law to where it's like, yo, none of this behavior will be tolerated. You permit these people to go free and do whatever the fuck they want. Yo, why are you a judge? How do you get there?
How do you rationalize any of that?
How do you sleep at night? They just let these killers go and, yo, man.
And finally, a sick fuck of the week. Robert Hodson, a Catholic priest.
Uh-oh.
Sexual abuse, 23 women. He has sexually abused 23 women. This is a sick fuck of the week.
A man of the cloth.
Man of the cloth.
You mean a man of the fucking condom, you fuck?
Robert Hodson is a piece of shit.
They need to let them priests skeet. The Roman Catholic Church needs to uplift. Human beings, you have desires. I don't give a fuck if you're a man of the cloth. You're going to want a woman.
Period. Let them skeet.
Right. Which is why the Creator gave you sex organs.
To skeet.
Why would you not let these priests
skeet?
Skeet. That's why he's going crazy.
All right. It's the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. Those are the featured sick fucks of the week. Stand by. We will be right back with more fire. We're talking Jemele Hill.
Yeah.
We're talking Mia Khalifa. We're talking about cracker relics. White Mike Pence and Jerry Jones. We're getting into all of it. It's the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. Rock with me. All right, as I said earlier, this book has balls, is available for pre-order. It comes out October 24th. You can get it at thisbookhasballs.com. Monday, October 30th, we're at the crib.
Yep.
Live from Gramercy Theater, podcast, book signing. We're doing a whole show. Our live show pedigree speaks for itself. Get your tickets at iamrappaporttour.com. Gramercy Theater, New York City, Monday, October 30th, iamrappaporttour.com. What's really good?
Yep.
Yo, White Famous? I'm in a show called White Famous.
Yeah, I saw the ads, man.
Shit's funny.
Jay Farrell's a bad motherfucker.
Shit's irreverent. The name of the title is White Famous. The title came from an old Jamie Foxx bit. When he first got famous, first started doing a thing, he said, yo, I'm happy with what I'm doing, but I wanna become White Famous. And that was just another way of saying I want to cross over. I want that superstardom.
Yeah.
The show stars SNL veteran Jay Farrow as Floyd Mooney, a guy whose career is about to blow up. And he's not really sure he's ready for all that. Can he make it without selling his soul? My character is named Teddy. I'm a director.
Right.
And I want to get him to do anything he possibly can to sell his fucking soul to benefit me. I love this show. It's the executive producer and writer and creator of the show Californication, the show that was used to be on Showtime. The Jamie Foxx is also an executive producer.
That's what's up.
Two episodes premiere this Sunday, October 15th, only on Showtime. I can't wait for people to see it. Yo, trust me, I wouldn't talk a lot of shit if I wasn't excited about it. White Famous premieres this week.
Check it out.
You can also catch the hilarious premiere right now on YouTube. Download the Showtime app and start your free trial. Yo, October 15th, 10 p.m. on Showtime. Check me, check Jay Farrow, check Jamie Foxx out.
Oh, word.
It's a breakout star performance.
All-star cast.
By Jay Farrow. It's irreverent, it's bugged out, and people are going to be tripping off the show White Famous this Sunday, October 15th at 10 p.m. only on Showtime. I cannot wait for people to see it. I'm crazy proud of this show.
Yeah.
All right, so Jemele Hill.
Jemele Hill was suspended for 2 weeks for suggesting consumers should consider boycotting companies that advertise with the Dallas Cowboys and Miami Dolphins.
ESPN reporter Jemele Hill, yeah. Friend of the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. I consider her a friend in real life. But I fuck with Jemele Hill.
I like her too. But in the words of the great Bill Duke, you know you done fucked up, right?
Mm.
You know you done fucked up.
Mm.
If I'm the boss and I hear this tweet and I see this tweet, and she wrote, change happens when advertisers are impacted. If you feel strongly about Jerry Jones' statement, boycott his advertisers. See, if I'm the boss, I end this shit immediately. Now you're talking greasy about my business.
Break it down. What did she get suspended for? Because just to remind you, Jemele Hill got into some shit a couple of weeks ago, and everybody stood by her when she called Trump a white supremacist. And everybody who fucks with him is a white supremacist. And everybody was like, yo, You ain't doing shit to Jemele Hill, because that's a fact.
Exactly.
She apologized. She issued a statement. She knew that was wrong to do, being that she's an employer of ESPN, which is essentially Disney, and everybody moved on. And then over the weekend, she was responding to Jerry Jones, who we'll get into in a second. But What is your take on Jemele Hill?
You can't be a worker telling the customers to boycott the league that the company you work for pays billions of dollars per year to broadcast. So when you start talking about the bottom line and start trying to steer the consumers away and to shit on the advertisers, yo, you talking greasy about the business and you're just a worker, I'm sure the brass are like, who this chick think she is? Right? We could go on without her. We don't need her. So I think she's overstepping. Because now you're in the business realm of with their money. They don't need you, really. So look to see this woman on Fox soon. But what she is saying is right. But if you work for someone else and you kicking some shit up to the boss's customers, what you expect? I would fire your ass immediately.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I fuck with Jemele. I rock with Jamel. Put
yourself in John Skipper's shoes.
I'm not one of those dudes.
I do that.
I can't put myself in his shoes or in his mindset. I understand. Listen, I get it with this corporate shit. You got to watch what you say.
Yeah.
You know, these companies and, you know, these sports companies, you know, you got dudes out there competing high-level sports, but this is produced entertainment. You watch a game at the NBA, you see the fans in the crowd all wearing the same color T-shirts that are given out. That's produced. The lighting, the cameras, like, it's produced.
Right.
You know, the game is real, but with the entertainment package is produced.
Right.
Like a TV show. Exactly. Or a movie.
I remember you told me that. Yeah.
It's real. Like, you know, like the way that the shots are, the commercials, the music.
Stories. Yeah.
The, like, you know, the breakdowns in between. It's a produced show.
Yeah.
First half, we're going to get to this. You know, Marvin and Steve Kerr are going to talk about this. Second half, we're going to talk about that. Then we're going to go a shot up at this. Then we're going to go to an interview with Kobe Bryant that we did. It's a produced thing.
Yep. Production meetings. Yeah, yeah.
You know, they'll talk about it. You'll hear Chris Collins will say, I was speaking to, you know, Ben Roethlisberger at the production meeting yesterday.
Yeah, it's a show. But what she did, in my opinion, is subordination. You can't be talking shit. You work for these motherfuckers. And they pay the NFL to broadcast the fucking
game. She knows.
So, I mean, if you got some shit lined up with Fox already, yo, I hear you.
Well, we don't have Jamel Hill to speak for herself.
She couldn't get here.
She, you know, I didn't even ask her. But, surprise, surprise, motherfuckers, we do have Bizarro Jamel. She left a little message, and this is an exclusive, Bizarro Jamel Hill. Check this out.
Let me tell you something. First of all, motherfuckers, I'm from Detroit, motherfucker. If you don't know, it's called the motherfucking D. This is Bizarro Jamel Hill. My shit is braided. You know, I keep the motherfucking Vaseline in my purse ready to fuck a bitch up. Listen, motherfuckers gonna do what the fuck they do. You know what I'm saying? It's punk-ass Jerry Jones threatening motherfuckers every motherfucking weekend. You bitch-ass Dak Prescott, you non-kneeling fuckboy. I'm gonna tell you something, hoe-ass motherfucker. I blame you for the shit that I'm in, motherfucker. Punk-ass Dez Bryant. Y'all motherfuckers ain't kneeling for this corny motherfucker. Shit. Whatever it's gonna be, it's gonna be. BET already called me. Fox Sports already called me. Motherfucking Showtime already called me. I'm gonna get a motherfucking job. I'm gonna get mine. This motherfucking Jerry Jones, corny motherfucker, cracker-ass motherfucker, always hiring criminals, rapists, abusers, Greg Hardy-ass motherfucker. Dad me once interviewed Greg Hardy. I said, if that motherfucker comes out on this motherfucking ESPN stage, I will smack the shit out of this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, check this shit out. I ain't taking no motherfucking shorts. You know how I get down. Fact of the matter is, there's a lot of these motherfucking chicks in sports don't know shit about sports. Be sleeping with all the motherfucking players on the low, freaking off. I ain't naming no motherfucking names. Motherfuckers be out here sleeping with football players and half the motherfucking LA Clippers and shit. Shit. So ain't nobody gonna try to front on me. I got my motherfucking man Al Sharpton on the case, and we gonna do what we gonna do. You know how the fuck I get down. I don't play. And bitch ass, punk ass Michael Smith. I ain't saying like, yo, we gonna see what that motherfucker's all about. Oh, we in the motherfucking thick now. What's really good? That motherfucker, I'm on the payphone, bitch. Shit. Try to front on me, shit, bitch. I'm on the, give me some motherfucking Newports, hoe. Yeah, you, Leroy, get the fuck out of my face. Yo, I'm out. Man, fuck you, motherfucker.
There you have it. That was Bizarro Jamel Hill. She is pissed off and not taking any shorts.
Yeah.
So Jerry Jones,
yeah,
what incited Jamel Hill, and I'm fucking with Jamel. I know her personally. She's good fucking
me
people.
Too, man. She's fantastic. She's always been great. We start talking greasy about these motherfuckers' money, that's when the game change.
Jerry Jones is the type of cracker-ass racist motherfucker
that will be in the Museum of Natural History in about 50 years. They'll taxidermy his motherfucking body.
He got a facelift, and he still looked like shit.
Looked like shit.
Word.
And they'll have him in the museum, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, 50 years ago, there were still racist, cracker-ass motherfuckers living.
Yeah, he's a relic.
He's a relic. He's a dinosaur cracker.
Yeah. He's like Paula Deen in the motherfucker.
Yeah, man. This is old shit. He was brought up this way.
Yeah. He's encoded with
this. His father's a cracker.
Yeah.
His mom's a cracker. His grandparents, I would go out on a limb to assume, probably owned slaves.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jerry Jones made a good life for himself. And he talked about this past weekend, if anybody on my Dallas Cowboys, he's the owner of the Dallas Cowboys.
Which is his right to say as the owner. You got to.
He said, anybody on my Dallas Cowboys kneels down, doesn't respect the flag, they're getting benched. And not one motherfucker on the Dallas Cowboys has kneeled. Now, listen, this kneeling thing is very complicated. It's not cut and dry. Me and Moody have discussed it on the show. We've discussed it off air. Like I said, some people are going to have relationships with the military and that flag, and that doesn't mean they don't think Donald Trump is a piece of shit. That doesn't mean they don't think standing up for police brutality isn't very, very important, and they don't do it. But some people are not going to kneel for the flag for whatever that reason. Some of it might be fear. Some of it might not believe in it, blah, 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 blah. But not one motherfucker on the Dallas Cowboys is kneeling. Dak Prescott.
A lot of black people on that team.
Ezekiel Elliott. Dez Bryant. I hope they all fucking kneel one day. And then what the fuck are you going to... Jerry cares about winning more than anything. Kneel on that fuck.
Yeah.
This is a cracker-ass racist motherfucker.
Yeah.
And speaking of the word cracker, I get harassed on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. They got you locked down.
they suspended me on Facebook one time, twice, for calling somebody a cracker.
FBI on that shit.
And then Fox reporter, the little chicken head.
Who?
The little Aryan pinup girl, Tommy Loren.
Okay. Well, with the flattest ass in the country.
Yeah, and the bleach blonde hair.
Yeah.
And the whitest teeth in the country.
I ain't mad at that.
No, but they're like bleached.
Okay.
You know, like, she's like, oh, these Republicans, I have them in the palm of my hand. Like, they're Googling over this little chicken head.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
She put up a little post, and I said, I call her Backstage Tommy. Because I guarantee if you gave her tickets to a Migos concert backstage, she'd be back there.
Oh, yeah.
Little chicken head Tommy.
Yeah.
Cracker ass chicken head Tommy. She posted a picture of a college football game, and all the people in the crowd were standing, and then she said, you know, spoiler alert, nobody was kneeling at this game. And I said some version of her being a cracker.
And they kicked you.
Well, because somebody reported me for that term. You know, we're in very sensitive times. But that term is offensive to some people. Now, some people say, me, White Mike, why do you use the term cracker? You're white. And I go, but I'm not a cracker. See, a cracker is for a specific kind of slave owning.
A specific white person.
Like Jews, they're not crackers.
Right. It's a southern motherfucker.
Yeah, cracker is the milk white toast, Mike Pence, petrified asshole mouth. Mike Pence is another cracker motherfucker who, in my opinion, is a closeted homosexual.
Yeah.
Because he's the worldwide leader in hating homosexuals.
Yeah. Why do they hate so much?
Why is it such an agenda
right,
for you?
Let them people live. Like why does their sexual life affect you so much?
He's the worldwide leader in hating the LGBTQ community.
Guarantee you he on the low.
I guarantee you. Trust me.
He's a sissy in some hotel.
Yes. On all fours.
Word up.
With the knee pads.
Mm-hmm.
With the feather getting tickled in the ass.
Because you feel so fucking against these people. There's a reason.
Yes.
In psychology, there's a reason for these things.
It's blatant.
Yep. Leaving people alone, man.
That was another thing that happened over the weekend. White Mike Pence showed up to the Colts 49ers game for a staged thing.
With a fake picture.
A fake picture. Showed up to the game, said he was so offended by the players kneeling. I think you were offended by the players kneeling because you couldn't stare at enough of that NFL ass, mm-hmm, Mike. Mm-hmm. I think you wanted to go there and stare at people's asses, and there wasn't enough ass in front of you.
He want that BBC.
Yeah. Yeah, you want that. And you were mad that they were so kneeling, you couldn't fucking get a glimpse, could you?
I had to leave.
And then Donald Trump backed him up. He said, I was very proud of.
Fuck him, man. Fuck your whole staff. Fuck your whole label. As what Tupac said.
Fuck your whole crew. Fuck your whole staff. Fuck the White House. This is a crew. Is a record label.
Word. Whenever I hear Jerry Jones talk on an interview, I just think of 1800.
It sounds like that.
Yeah, that southern drawl. I just think of him as a barbarian slave owner, raping motherfucker.
Shit.
I just that voice. That voice is terrible.
And that twang.
Yeah. Yeah, when black people hear that shit, it's just like, get the fuck away.
And then, of course, on a Saturday night, the Tiki Torch tough guys. The
Best Buy protesters wearing polo shirts and duck head khakis
came out again in Charlottesville. Richard Spence
is cruising for a bruising.
Cruising for another bruising. He already got fucked up once.
Yeah.
He came out with about 30 little fuck boys.
And
you will not replace. Nobody wants to replace you. He's like, that's their chant. You will not replace us. My man, nobody wants to replace you. You motherfuckers ain't shit. Nobody wants to be like you.
What's his agenda? What's his, like, you know, when you see black people out protesting, it's for some egregious shit where a motherfucker's just getting executed with no gun. He's unarmed, so people are up in arms. What are they there for? You've always been privileged. The country tilts to you. So what in the world could you be upset about?
I don't know. I don't know. But you know who is upset about this? And this is another exclusive. And we usually don't have this many exclusives in one podcast episode.
Right.
Bizarro Baron Trump.
Oh, you got him. Oh,
I got Bizarro Baron Trump.
I know he had enough hearing all this shit.
He's had enough.
I'm sure he's embarrassed in school.
Bizarro Baron Trump is joining the Ian Rappaport Stereo podcast, and what a privilege.
Hold your head, B.
Yo, this Bizarro Baron Trump, what the fuck is really good? Y'all know what the fuck it is. A lot of motherfuckers, like, misinterpreted, misrepresent me. Nobody heard me speak. I'm here to speak today on my own motherfucking behalf. I'm 11, gonna be 12 soon. I seen a whole lot of shit in my life. They had me on lockdown since my pops got in the fucking presidency. And I'm going to tell you straight up, as much as you motherfuckers can't stand my pops, I can't stand this fat motherfucker either, man. This motherfucker dragging me down to Mar-a-Lago on golf trips and shit. I'm 11 years old, Duke. What the fuck am I doing in Palm Beach, Duke? Motherfucker got me chasing around golf balls and shit. Y'all bust my father's ass in golf every motherfucking weekend. Real news. That's motherfucking real news. You know what I'm saying? You know, shit is sweet. I ain't gonna lie. Shit is sweet. Mad paper out there. I got Mad's paper. Motherfucker got my own floor at the Trump Tower now. I just moved into the White House. Got my own motherfucking wing. A lot of motherfuckers have their own room. I got my own motherfucking wing and my own floor at the Trump Tower. Like, what?
You ain't skeeting yet, though.
Not skeeting, but I'm going to tell you what I do for the pussy. I'm going to tell you what I do for the pussy.
Everybody wants to hear.
Oh, you want to hear me tell you what I do for the pussy right here?
I
want to
hear it.
Oh, hold up. You want to hear what I do for the pussy right now?
That's right.
I'm going to show you what I do for the pussy. Let's get it. Take a knee for the pussy. Call Donald Trump an SOB for the pussy. Rob Secret Service for the pussy. You know I never ever get nervous for the pussy, right? Come before the storm for the pussy. Sell my mama's breast milk warm for the pussy. Smack Steve Bannon for the pussy. Mike Pence don't like pussy. Bill Clinton for the pussy. That's just a little freestyle. You know, that's just a little freestyle. It's a little something I'm working on. I told you I'd get down. Fact of the matter is this. I'll tell you like this. A lot of motherfuckers been popping shit. Kathy Griffin, I ain't scared of you. Don't worry about my dad, worry about me. I'ma tell you one more misinterpretation. They said I could ride over the walls on my own floor at the Trump Tower. Fuck all that. I be graffitiing all up in that shit. know what I'm saying? Chelsea Clinton, I'm gonna let you know something, girl. You come see me one time. You come up in the White House, creep up in there. Wait a couple of years so shit gets right. I'll show you what a real man does. I know you miss being up in the White House, Chelsea. I know you yearning for a real man up in the White House. Yeah. Anytime you want to come up in there, I got passes on lockdown for you, Chelsea. I'll let you know how I get down. I'm the first motherfucking kid to live in the White House. Since JFK Jr., I had to trick out my motherfucking room with PS4, Xbox 360, and 96-inch screens around the whole shit. What? Anybody want to play me on Xbox? What? Motherfucking pops, corny. Give me motherfucking... Motherfucker, give me fidget spinners and shit. Shit is whack. Get me some motherfucking Yeezys and shit. I want some motherfucking Yeezys and shit. Give me motherfucking fidget spinners with American flags and shit and his picture on them and shit. That shit's corny. Now fuck all that. I just want my motherfucking Yeezys. Baron Trump fucking out. What?
The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is sponsored by Casper, a sleep brand that has created the most perfect mattress sold directly to the consumers. Its award-winning sleep service was developed in-house, has a sleek design, and it's delivered in a box. When you get the box delivered to your house, you're going to be like, how the hell did they do that? Okay? In addition to the mattress, they have pillows. They have sheets.
Doggy beds.
It's fantastic. The mattress industry has forced consumers into paying notoriously high markups. Casper is revolutionizing the mattress industry by cutting the cost.
Yep.
Of dealing with resellers and showrooms and passing the savings directly to you, to me, to G-Mo and Eddie, the consumers.
Yeah. There's nothing like seeing a king-size mattress come in a fucking box standing outside your door.
Listen, an in-house team of engineers spent thousands and thousands of hours developing the Casper mattress. It combines supportive memory foam and a springy comfort layer. Plus, the breathable design keeps you cool all night. Casper offers free delivery and returns with a 100-night risk-free trial. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and return you everything for free. I love my Casper mattress, and I enjoy getting into bed. I look forward to getting into bed. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You can buy your Casper mattress online. It's delivered to your door in a compact box. Free shipping, free returns. It's available in the United States, Canada, and now in the UK.
Damn.
Considering we spend one-third of our lives on a mattress, it's so important to truly sleep on a mattress before committing. That's why Casper gives you 100 nights to try it out.
They know how good it is.
Just go to casper.com/Rappaport. Terms and conditions apply. casper.com/Rappaport. Get $50 towards any mattress purchase at casper.com/Rappaport. Again, terms and conditions apply. All right, we're back. I Am Rappaport's Stereo Podcast. What's good?
Everything's good. I got a deplorable addendum to the Slick Rick Pitino saga.
Mm.
Sad saga of a New Yorker who's spiraling down.
Mm.
The basketball contract from Adidas Apparel, which supplied athletic gear and scholarships to the players, it was valued at $1.5 million.
Right.
But in a Slick personal service side agreement with Adidas, Slick Rick pocketed 98% of the cash and threw the scraps to the Louisville basketball team of unpaid laborers, which are the players. So he took all that grip, all that guap. For himself.
Yes.
And this is supposed to be Mr. Coach.
Yeah, Mr.
I love the players.
Mr. I'm just trying to develop young men.
You are Rick Castellano.
You fuck you.
You're a made guy.
Yes, that's mob shit.
Because you stole shit. And those championships will soon be vacated.
Oh, man. Every game that he's ever coached is going to be taken away from Slick Rick Pitino. I fuck with Rick Pitino.
Me too. I like him. We said before, he's a New York guy. It's hard for us to fucking lambast him.
It's not like John Calipari. I'll drag that cocksucker up and down the FDR Drive at the drop of a dime.
Well, what do you think Calipari is saying about Rick with the new
Alec? Oh, he's like, he's throwing out phones, throwing out computers. He's like, I'm not going to get fucking pinched.
Yeah.
Just because fucking Rick did something, I'm not going to get fucking pinched because of him.
Rick had his hands in a lot of things.
Listen, I'm fucking greedy, but fucking Rick is a real cocksucker.
He's like Ray Liotta narrating.
He's like Ray Liotta in Goodfellas.
Narrating the shit.
Friend of the Ian Rappaport Stereo Podcast, Mia Khalifa got herself into some...
DM.
Because Mia Khalifa likes to blow up athletes who slide up in their DM.
I like Mia. She's good. She's very polite, very friendly.
We fuck with Mia.
Mia's she's our girl.
But she did it to a few players. Like dudes who hollered at her in the DM. She blew them up on Twitter. Well, apparently, Mia Khalifa hollered at Gilbert Arenas. I'm back in L.A. You want to grab some dinner or something? I don't know too many people out here. Yada, yada, yada. And Gilbert Arenas said, fuck that, and put her on blast.
But what did she say? She said, I just want to have dinner.
Yeah, but
she ain't got no man.
Yo.
I don't know. I can't say that, but I don't think she has a... So she's just saying to go to dinner.
That's what these do. These dudes aren't showing dick pics.
Word.
They're sliding up in her DMs, and then she posts it. So she slid up in Gilbert's DMs. He posted.
But her thing is innocent. Did she send her fucking asshole?
They don't send pictures of their asshole. Finally, Kim Kardashian.
Uh-oh.
She's so upset. Uh-oh. She says she's suffering from body dysmorphia because of the pictures in Mexico that came out a few months ago that were clearly showing that she had some sort of work done on her world-famous fake ass.
Yeah, she had a sock. She had, like, three socks in her ass, and then they were, like, slumping, and then now she's shamed.
I can't have fun after seeing those pics.
Well, shit, take
that. There's other pics where I look so good. It's just from a different angle. I'm suffering from body dysmorphia.
What the fuck is that?
They come up with new terms all the time. I don't feel bad for Kim Kardashian one bit. She's naked all the time.
Naked in the trees. Come to Brooklyn naked. Get in the Prospect Park trees.
Yeah.
Somebody will climb up there.
Listen, you're out there like that. You're showing off your body trying to sell perfection, which is not perfect. People caught you on a beach. Your ass looked crazy.
Divots.
Weird.
Dents.
You're false advertising.
You got socks in your ass. Of course it's not going to look good. You're not going to look like that black person, the black woman you want to look like. You know why? Because her shit comes from God. Mm. You got silicone. Mm. So how do you expect to look like that woman? This is what it is. Kanye.
Don't complain about it.
There you go.
And then Khloe Kardashian, let a stick man stick. No. What the fuck? Kourtney Kardashian. Former wife of possible most improved stick man of the year, ooh, Scott Disick.
He's skeeting like that?
She's mad because he's, in her words, out with another whore every night.
I like Disick.
Let him skeet.
Let him skeet. He not with you. Why you regulating his skeet?
And you're calling these girls whores, but your sisters are the same ones who are groupies.
Who spearheaded the whore movement. How you gonna fucking castigate them and they just following your sisters?
They're just following your playbook.
Word. Let a skeeter skeet.
Let a skeeter skeet. Disick ain't fucking with you anymore. He's trying to find himself. And if that means skeeting around town, that means skeeting around town.
That's,
listen.
That's his right.
See, I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. We're done. We're out. You know what we do. You know how we get down. 5-star generals. Disco 2 Malachi Crunch.
Give me that funk.
Let's get out of here on something funky, Miles. Hold your head.